cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Thursday in the city, and that means it's time for more Hot Cares here on the Hot 102.7 Drive. And the person we have on the line, she is an extraordinary individual. She's got an extraordinary boy as well, Tara.
That's right. So we'll be talking to a Joburg mom who's done something so courageous, something so selfless that really shows the lengths that dedicated and loving parents will go to for their children.
Yeah.
Stephanie's son, Zander, has battled kidney disease for years. And when the time came, Stephanie didn't even hesitate. She gave him one of her own kidneys. I mean, can you imagine that decision? It's an incredible gift. It's literally the gift of life for your child. The transplant luckily was a success, but the journey that followed obviously was incredibly tough. And Stephanie's been recovering from the surgery herself as a donor, while still trying to care for Zander, running the household, keeping everything going, and obviously facing those mounting medical bills that come with an operation of this magnitude.
Sure.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us on Hot 102.7 Drive. Can you take us back to that moment when you found out that Zander needed a transplant? How did you process that as a mother?
It was very difficult, but at the same moment, I must tell you, it was also a miracle for us. We didn't know initially that I was a match for donating a kidney. And then around December last year, I decided to go check if I'm a match. And it happened within a few hours. I just got a message. I feel it was the Holy Ghost that spoke to me that I need to go test my blood group and just make sure. And then I found that I am indeed a match. And then the journey started off doing a lot of tests and then eventually donating the gift of life to my son.
That's incredible. I mean, we're all parents here sitting in studio, but we've never had to donate an organ or been given that opportunity to one of our children. So we can't really fully appreciate the gift that you've done here. What was it like waking up from surgery knowing that your kidney was now keeping your son alive?
I must tell you, it was a bit scary at first. That feeling like you gave life now, but you still feel the responsibility. Is that organ going to survive? Is that organ going to keep him alive and do what it's supposed to do? It was just a lot of strength and belief and a lot of prayer that got us through this.
Stephanie, has this brought you and your son closer in any way? And how has Zander's reaction been?
Definitely. I would say, I remember the other day he told me, "Mom, I will always have a part of you carrying around with me for the rest of my life." And also, in another way, I kind of feel like I gave him now a second chance of life, but he feels like he has this responsibility to take care of this organ because it's mine. And it's also difficult to deal with that. But I must just say, everything comes from above. My faith has just grown, and I know that the Lord will not leave us now.
Sure. Incredible. What an incredible family you are. You say that that Zander is currently doing his matric.
Yes. He's writing his matric end exams at the moment. We decided initially that maybe we'll need to do his matric next year. But then he said, "Mom, no, I'm determined. I want to do matric this year. And if all goes well, he wants to write his end exams." And that's what he is doing currently now.
And Stephanie, I mean, as a mother, you know, when your child is ill or recovering from an operation, you're the one who's tending to them and making sure that they take their meds and they recover and they get enough rest. But if you yourself are also recovering from an operation at the same time, it must have been very difficult for the two of you to recuperate.
I must say, yes, I was readmitted for post-surgery complications, but I managed to get through that. Zander did very well. There were no complications of his surgery. The first thing he said after surgery is he's really hungry. So, like a typical teenage boy.
Stephanie, what difficulties have you faced after recovery? We know you have to go back to work. You're back at work now.
I had to take initial 6 weeks sick leave. And with the sick leave that in the field that I am in, I only came back later to work, so that had a financial implication on me. And I'm a single mom as well. I have two children, actually. I am facing a lot of financial struggles at the moment with unpaid bills that are still heaping up.
Well, Stephanie, you've been amazing to your son, Xander. You're an amazing mom, I'm sure, to both of your kids. That's why we at Hot 1027 and our listeners would love to assist you as a family by covering loss of income, outstanding medical bills, and the cost of essential medication, all up to 50,000 Rand.
Thank you so much. Wow, I'm speechless. Thank you so much.
That's not all. There's more. We know that one of Xander's favorite places is Gold Reef City.
Yes, Shane. And that's been a long life dream for him. Yeah. And when we actually wanted to take him, he was diagnosed with kidney failure. And there was a lot of issues with his health.
The good news is that, you know, obviously once he's fully healed and cleared by doctors, we want to treat Xander, you, the rest of the family, and a couple of his friends for a full day of fun, including lunch, to celebrate your courage, his courage. You know, sort of remind you of the brighter days that you can look forward to ahead.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. That is really amazing. Feels like the only thing we've been doing this last 2 years was surviving, and we haven't lived yet.
And that's why it's so important to take time and have that celebration. But also, we just wanted, on behalf of Hot 1027 listeners, to give you that breathing room to settle some of those medical bills and to make sure that you guys have what you need, especially heading into matric exams and the festive season.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't have enough words to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Just give Xander a big hug from everybody at Hot 1027 and send us a few pics from the anaconda. We'd like to see your face there as well.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.